My name is Steve. I'm a very sensitive sex and love addict.
Steve.
And recovering charmer and seducer. And I would like to thank Rose and Lewis for asking me to lead today. And I love you guys. This is a fantastic meeting. If you're new here, please keep coming back. If you do, your life will get better. I don't know how that's going to happen, but our experience here and the reason we're all here is because that is what happens one day at a time. And I don't exactly know what I'm going to share. I will say this, it's a truism that, you know, when I change, the things that I look at change. And we all come into this program looking at things in a particular way, and the work that we get to do here one day at a time is to change our perception. We suffer from what is called or considered a disease of perception. And that ultimately is blaming somebody else for how I'm feeling or for what I'm doing. And how do we change? The mechanisms of change are the 12 steps. That's the foundational mechanism of change. But it's also being here. You know, I was talking to some fellows before the meeting, and we were having a meeting before the meeting. There will be a meeting after the meeting. Some of you at the break will have a meeting during the meeting. So, you know, we get 3-in-1 meetings here, potentially. But the point is that the 12 steps are the foundation. But going to meetings, getting a sponsor if you're going to commit to this program, making outreach calls is the next level. If you're new in this program or if you've been in this program for a long time, it doesn't matter. Like, we all have these, you know, very powerful stories, and we're going to hear a lot of them during the course of this meeting, but it doesn't matter. The details differ, but the feelings are the same. It doesn't matter what our story is. What matters is, what are we doing in recovery today? What are you doing in program today? We can't change, you know, nothing changes if nothing changes. Hey, Ani. So we have to do things differently. And so that's what this program enables us to do one day at a time, not just to change our perception, but to change our way of being, honestly. In another program, this is talked about as a design for living. And I identify as a sex and love addict and a recovering charmer and seducer. Thanks to Brother Michael over there, who taught me how to add a little extra there in my identification. But I could also be considered a resentment-aholic or an anger-aholic. Anger is such a deep and destructive power in the lives of most addicts, alcoholics, sexaholics. The 12-step program, the number one offender in any 12-step program is resentment. Again, being angry, the poison, the taking of the poison, thinking that somebody or something else is responsible for who I am today or what I'm doing. And so the game one day at a time is to, again, change our perception and go from when we come in here, pretty much all of us, if you're new here, again, don't feel different. Try to feel like you're part of, because we were all new once and we kept coming back. The zero step is to keep coming back. Even if you don't feel comfortable this time, come back. This is not easy. As one of my sponsors likes to say, discomfort is not a defect. Discomfort got us all here. And we don't get cured of it just because we're here. We don't get cured. This is a disease we don't get cured from. What we get to do is manage it one day at a time. And what does that look like? That looks like going from being a dim bulb when we first come in here, somebody who doesn't really want to be here, who doesn't want to be seen, who doesn't want to be heard, to being a bright light. And the way that we become bright lights is, again, through these mechanisms of change, doing the steps, getting a sponsor, and really sharing ourselves. Like, what we get in this program is an intimacy and a connection that we were fantasizing about getting from another person who was, at least in my case, almost always the wrong person. Like somebody once said, well, you know, you just choose the wrong women. I said, those are the only ones that I like. And unavailability is such a powerful, I was talking to David about that before the meeting, like the unavailable ones are the ones that always attract my attention. And so one of the ways I describe this disease of perception that sex and love addiction is, it's like, you know, jumping off a cliff and then blaming the cliff. And not just blaming the cliff for jumping off of it, but blaming the cliff for being a cliff. Like blaming somebody who's unavailable to me for what I'm willing to do to myself in order to, again, be subjected to fantasy. Most of us in here are fantasy addicts, as well as whatever else you may identify as. Again, David and I were talking about that earlier. We all struggle with living in reality. But the reality of this program, if you're new here or not, is that it works. That's very simple and powerful. But we have to change in order for it to work. Nobody gets better here by thinking about it. Thank you. Thank you. My experience is it works if we work it. It works more if we work it more, and it works less if we work it less. But it's hard. I mean, that's the reality. 8 out of 10 people who come into a program like this don't stay. So if you're going to stay here, it's going to take work. But I know somebody who now has been coming to this program for, I think, 4 or 5 years, and I talked to him after his first meeting, and he said, well, this kind of seems like a cult. And I said, it might be, but it's better than the one you're in now. And that's what we have to offer you. If you, I mean, again, if you're new here, you probably didn't kind of imagine that, I mean, we're basically amazing people by and large. We just have this Achilles heel or this kryptonite that sex and love addiction turns us into, people who are not very nice. I don't know about you, but when I'm in my addiction, I'm treating somebody like a drug. I'm treating them as an object and wanting them to somehow satisfy or fulfill me in ways that they may or may not want to. But it doesn't matter. We're not only in here to protect ourselves from sex and love addiction, we're here to protect the world from the sex and love addicts that we are. Because the reality is, if you're sitting in this room for whatever reason, because this is the last fucking 12-step program anybody wants to be in. This is literally the last house on the block. Even people in other 12-step programs like me never wanted to come into this fucking program. So we get to protect the world from the sex and love addicts we are, and in doing so, make the world a better place. And that's what I'm here to tell you. There is so much love in this room and in these programs. I mean, generally. I mean, not only this program, but especially in this program, because we learn to be available for people in the right ways. And the nutshell way I would describe my recovery here is I learned to become available for people who are available to me and unavailable to people who are unavailable to me. But the gift of that bright light that we get to shine here is an inner light that we start to cultivate and start to grow, as being able to come in here and tell the truth about our addiction. Like I talk about the fact that there is liberation. I call it TLOA, the liberation of acceptance. Accepting that you're a sex and love addict is a kind of freedom, because now you get the ability to protect yourself and others from that disease one day at a time. Because it is the disease. Like, if we're blaming somebody else, we're blaming ourselves. It's really letting the disease off the hook. We have a nasty disease, and it makes us very unnice people. But by coming here and telling the truth about ourselves, we get to acknowledge who we really are, and that's what starts to get us better. And the last thing that any of us wanted to do, which was to come into a 12-step program called Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous, turns out to be the best thing that ever happened to us. And I get the gift of sitting, so come back here. If you're new, please keep coming back. There is what's called love energy here. The love energy that we get from being free enough to come in here with each other and have this experience. We'll be here for an hour and a half. Nothing will empirically change as a result of us being in here today. But I can guarantee you, by the end of this meeting, right now it's kind of quiet and everybody's kind of a little, you know, uptight or tense or whatever. By the end of this meeting, we're going to all be outside laughing and joking. And if you're new, we'll be welcoming you. Please come talk to us. Because that's what's been repressed. That's what's, we lost our mojo. When I came to this program, I was like, I lost my mojo. I lost my love energy. I felt that it had been hijacked by somebody or something, but I hijacked it. I am the architect of my own adversity. I do it. If I abandon myself, if I throw myself off yet another unavailable person, I can no longer do that with impunity, because I know too much. This program has taught me that it's my responsibility, and the cliff is not throwing me off of it. I'm jumping off of it. And if I decided, you know, none of us are perfect here. You know, we just get better. We get better at getting better. But to do that, we have to change and be willing to change in order to get better. And how much time have I got? Oh, thank you. So I was just sharing about this yesterday, like, it's remarkable to come into these rooms and feel whatever and then to come out feeling good. And resentment is a very well-developed muscle for most of us. It's like we all have six-pack abs when it comes to resentment. Like, we're all very good resenters here, very expert resenters. So this program has taught me my job is to develop the muscles that are less well exercised, which is my ability to appreciate and to affirm, to look at what's positive in life. And the positive gift of being here with all you guys today is one of the things that I can affirm and appreciate. Again, even if you're new, we were all there. You have a power coming in here as a newcomer that you don't yet know about that we will be happy to help you get back. But I just want to, I'm just so grateful, and I just want to affirm and appreciate all the people that I've seen come into this program and these rooms. Nobody more so than this guy sitting next to me. and get better in the light. Javier, good to see you. Yes, Zach, you too. To see the light in the eyes. And that's one of the greatest gifts, is to see that love energy get turned back on that we thought we had lost as a result of our own misperception. So not only do we get our perception back, we get our love energy back. So please keep coming back and let us welcome you and let us affirm you and appreciate you so that you can get better at getting better. Thanks for letting me lead.